USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Dozens of the world's defense leaders have agreed to send more advanced weapons to Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said 20 countries announced new security assistance packages for the besieged country.
I'm especially grateful to Denmark, which announced today that it will provide a Harpoon launcher and missiles to help Ukraine defend its coast. I'd also like to thank the Czech Republic for its substantial support, including a recent donation of attack helicopters, tanks, and rocket systems.
Austin added that Italy, Greece, Norway, and Poland announced new donations of artillery systems and ammunition. President Biden, on his first Asian trip as president, made one of the most forceful presidential statements in support of Taiwanese self-governance. The White House walked that comment back, and officials said the president was not outlining a change in U.S. policy towards Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
One of the country's largest banks is going to pay its employees more. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Bank of America is raising its hourly minimum wage for employees to $22 an hour. This brings the banking giant one step closer to its pledge of paying workers in the United States $25 an hour by 2025. BOA's chief human resources officer saying these raises and benefits are meant to attract and retain the best talent. The hourly wage increase comes as inflation in the United States hits a 40-year high. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After 7 weeks of losses, stocks closed higher on Monday. The Dow gained 618 points, that's 2%. The Nasdaq climbed 181 points, that's more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 rose 72, that's close to a 2% rise. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Dueling rallies in Georgia ahead of Tuesday's Republican primary for governor. Former Vice President Mike Pence rallied for incumbent Governor Brian Kemp, urging voters to send a deafening message at the polls that the GOP is the party of the future. Pence avoided any references to his old boss, former President Donald Trump, who for his part was holding a virtual rally in support of Kemp's opponent, former Senator David Perdue. Another American brand is leaving Russia.
After 15 years operating in Russia, Starbucks will exit the market completely. Companies like McDonald's, ExxonMobil, and British American Tobacco have already given up on the country. The coffee powerhouse announced Monday it will sell off its 130 licensed locations in Russia. Starbucks also said it will pay its nearly 2,000 Russian workers for 6 months and help them transition to new opportunities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An independent report is outlining the mishandling of sex abuse allegations within the Southern Baptist Convention. Anne Marie Miller was 16 when she was abused by a youth pastor 3 decades ago. Her abuser finally seeing justice in 2018. She gave her reaction to the report to the PBS NewsHour.
This is objective documentation. It's not made up.
The Guidepost report says survivors of abuse by clergy repeatedly shared allegations with the executive committee of the denomination, only to be met with resistance, stonewalling, and outright hostility from the committee time and time again. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.